With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Syrian President Assad has fled the country. Correspondent Karim Chihayeb reports on the speed with Syria's insurgency managed to take over the country.
Now, Syria has been mired in conflict since 2011, but this insurgency just took 10 days to make it across major cities and into the heart of Damascus. Today, in the capital, in Umayyad Square, people are celebrating, shooting celebratory gunfire, parading around in their cars, scenes we have not witnessed since anti-government protests in Syria started in 2011.
He said they are all very happy.
People have broken into prisons across the country, finding political prisoners and other people that have gone missing for years when the Assad family ruled the country. People broke into the presidential palace, tearing down portraits of the former president and posing in the lavish halls.
Assad and his family are in Russia now, and they've been granted asylum. Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump speaking out on the war in Ukraine.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and it should have never been allowed to happen.
On NBC's Meet the Press with Kristen Welker, the incoming president says negotiations should begin.
It would have never happened, Ukraine, Russia. But the number of people that are being killed.
The Kremlin responded that it's open to talks with Ukraine. Trump is also renewing warnings he'd consider pulling the United States out of NATO unless certain conditions are met.
They have to pay their bills. If they pay their bills, absolutely.
Trump offered his ceasefire ideas after a meeting with the president of France and the president of Ukraine taking place in Paris this weekend before the ceremonies that reopened the Notre Dame Cathedral. I'm Jackie Quinn.
College football playoffs first. 12-team bracket is set. Oregon at number one. Tournament starts December 20th. It concludes January 20th, the title game in Atlanta. This is SRN News. Here's some good news. Bible sales are up.
According to data from Circana BookScan, purchase of the scriptures surged 22% in the first 10 months of this year, compared to a 1% increase for book sales overall. Nearly 14 million Bibles have been bought by Americans so far in 2024, and some clergymen think it has to do with anxiety over things such as the economy and global conflicts. In fact, the Bible is a bestseller virtually every year, but the 2024 surge is attracting attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT agenda again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captains' armbands issued to clubs in England's Premier League. Player Sam Morsy says he will not wear one. He is a practicing Muslim. He made that decision due to his beliefs. Crystal Palace captain Mark Gooey said he'd wear the armband, but he added the phrase, "I love Jesus," to it. This is SRN News. All Americans yesterday paid tribute to the more than 2,300 service members and a few civilians who were killed at Pearl Harbor 83 years ago. During that ceremony, Navy chaplain Captain Gary Thornton says the fallen will never be forgotten.
We guard in our hearts the sacred memory of those who gave their lives here so long ago. Bless us, O Lord, as we humble ourselves in thy presence, paying tribute to our shipmates and other service members, those from what many have called the greatest generation, who so valiantly served our country, many of whom rest here today in honored glory, ever on patrol.
Two survivors of the attack were in attendance. One gentleman was 102, the other 104 years of age. More details at srnnews.com.